This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right, so we got a list here. Thank you to Steve Hill for sending this over. It's the 10 weirdest menu items from American fast food chains in other countries.
And you already know we're going to be pissed.
There is, but there's a couple of them that are kind of, like, gross.
No, I'm sure there's a few. I'm like, yeah, have fun in the country. Other times, it's like, man, do it here because you know we want to eat it.
Right, and there's some, honestly, that are just like, you can't believe they're not American because they're way over the top, and you're just like, that's got to be an American thing. Like, stuff.
See, and that's the ones we'll want.
Stuff more in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we starting around the world here? Let's do this like Epcot.
Ooh.
We'll eat around the world.
We're starting in Italy.
Starting in Italy.
So yeah. Italy has a Nutella burger.
Okay.
Right, and you might think, hey, what about Nutella on top of a burger? Kind of like peanut butter goes on top of a burger sometimes.
Sure.
But you'd be wrong. Basically, it's just a McDonald's regular hamburger bun that's got Nutella in it.
No.
The treat is called Sweaty con Nutella.
Sweaty con Nutella?
Sweetie.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
You know it's good if you can sell something called sweaty anything.
Well, it's available in Italy. Remember, Nutella starts in Italy, right? It's a hazelnut spread. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. But yeah, it's not like, it's not a burger, again, for anything. It's just literally the McDonald's bun. They put Nutella in there. It's kind of hot. You pull it apart. I mean, it looks pretty good, right? Like, you got, like, Nutella just dripping out
of
it.
So there's no burger in there. It's just a Nutella.
Right, there's no burger.
Ah, okay.
I'm just calling it the Nutella burger.
It's kind of a dessert item.
But you put peanut butter on a burger in some places. You think Nutella wouldn't work? They're both nut-based spreads.
They're nut-based, but Nutella leans so sweet. Like, typically with a burger, I don't want anything to sweeten it.
I have had a Nutella crepe with bananas and peanut butter.
Yeah, I need the hell out of it.
I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. But peanut butter on the burger seemed crazy at first, too. That's what I'm like. I'd try Nutella on a burger.
It might be okay. Yeah. I don't know. By the way, if you don't recognize that, Ted, that's the Italian national anthem. Sing along at home.
I don't recognize it. Speaking of McDonald's in Italy, their sides are a little different as well. I think for most of us, we think of McDonald's, hands down, the best fries at fast food.
Sure.
Right? Like, they always get voted on this and that. For Italians, though, those perfect McDonald's fries can't compete with a brick of Parmesan cheese.
You know what? I'll take
they
Parmesan
just give
cheese.
You a brick of Parmesan cheese.
Known as the snack a la Parmigiano. I almost got that one out.
Yeah, I know. That just sounded pretty good.
Snack a la Parmigiano. The side is the standard substitute for fries in Italy if a customer opts for it. The cheese is pure Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blends both tastiness and relatively healthiness.
Oh, I would take that.
Yep.
Best of all, and I respect this, McDonald's Italiano has officially dubbed it the pocket cheese.
Pocket cheese?
Pocket cheese.
Well, because it's wrapped up in like a little thing. See, there you go.
Oh,
it's like wrapped up in a little container. Almost
it's
a
snack.
Almost like a baby bell.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you could put it in your pocket.
All right.
Everybody knows I invented the pocket dog.
Yeah, right, the hot dog in the pocket.
I saw a pocket burger last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Friend of ours, I got him a burger with no condiments because he likes them plain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I think he forgot the burger was in there. And I was like, hey, man, did you eat that plain burger? And he's like, oh, there it is.
Pocket burger.
So warm it up for me.
Pocket burger.
Yeah, I should say that. He just doesn't like ketchup, I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. What about the cheese? This is Singapore and Saudi Arabia. They both have these. Kentucky Fried Chicken is a menu item known only as the cheese. You probably guessed what it is. It's the cheese is a chicken pizza.
I did not guess that. I thought that would have been what Italy called their Parmesan thing. Cheese.
This thing looks awesome, man.
The chicken is the crust.
Yeah. Right. A flat piece of fried chicken as the crust. It adds toppings there, like mozzarella and marinara. While this could be easily, it sounds like an odd cousin of chicken parmesan. The most common toppings, and this is going to piss everybody off, I love it, are pineapple chunks and ham, making it more of a Hawaiian, Singaporean, Italian Frankenstein.
Okay.
I mean, other than the pineapple, that thing looks great.
Mm-hmm. I want to say they're hard to find. I haven't seen one yet in person, but I think Foster Farms might make a pizza that legit the crust is chicken.
Is chicken? Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give that a try, man.
Yeah, and it's hard to find because I look for it every time at my local QFC.
Let me know if you find it. By the way, Mike, whose national anthem are we listening to here?
This would be Saudi Arabia.
I thought that was Saudi Arabia. Yeah, yeah. Sing along at home.
Mm-hmm. the next one up. Now, this one is absolutely insane. I don't know how this one isn't American. This one is called Staying in Singapore. This one is called the Double Sensation Pizza. Basically, they got crazy pizzas at the Pizza Huts over there, right? The Double Sensation Pizza is a pizza inside of a pizza. All right, pay attention now. At the outermost edge, the Double Sensation Pizza has a stuffed crust with multiple kinds of cheese oozing out of the holes on the side. So it's not just stuffed crust. There's also cheese oozing out.
All right.
All right.
One of the few times that ooze is a good word.
Continuing inward, the pie is topped with like a typical supreme pizza. Through halfway through the slices, it reveals its namesake. Each slice is cut in half by another crust, again stuffed. Right? See, you're like pulling it out there, Miles? Yeah. So that's again stuffed. Trust me, I read this thing three times. It's hard to fathom it. So imagine a crazy stuffed crust pizza on the outside.
Another ring of crust on the inside.
But then when you get to the middle, probably we're like, I'm trying to think. Like, think of like a big giant Danish.
All right.
So then there's another stuffed crust inside of there. This time with cheese and sausage, the pie continues inward with more supreme toppings till it reaches the center where it's garnished with a red-stemmed cherry.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is, and there's so much stuffing going on, I can't believe it's not American.
Yeah, we're all about the stuffing in there.
Yeah, we're always trying to add more stuff in
there. Just fit it in the crust, man. There's room.
Well, and it's funny, too, is like fast food is so American, but like, I don't know if you've seen this. Like, I want to say it's like Kuwait, or I think it's Kuwait. Like, they have a diabetes problem now because going to fast food is like
it's
night out.
It's rage, yeah.
Right, and they're all, a lot of those countries are Islamic countries, right? So people don't drink booze. You know, you're not doing drugs and stuff. So that's like Friday night. You go to fast food, but then people liked it so much.
Right, it's a hit. They like it for the same reason we do.
Right, but also in Asia, they tend to do things a little crazier. So, I mean, they got hot dog pizzas with hot dogs on them, this and that.
Oh, just like Mexico.
Yeah. I will say, have you seen the pizza that has the little slider on the end?
No.
That one looks good. Well, because
Yeah, you showed me a picture of that,
right,
yes.
And we tried the little Caesars with the calzone on the end.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
All right, we're going to go to China now, Mike.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts has some strange things. The dried pork and seaweed donuts are exactly as described. They're topped with crumbles of dry seaweed and pork flakes. Sounds weird, but it's sweet and salty, right? The donut base itself is different than what Americans expect. The dried pork and seaweed donuts are yeast donuts being made with less sugar.
Okay, all right.
Yeast donuts are hard to find, but you can find them.
I've had one. I liked them.
So it makes the whole snack a savory meal instead of a sugary dessert. I mean, look, I like it. It's if you ever had a bao.
Yes.
Right. So it's basically like it's like a circle one of those and stuff.
Okay.
So I'd try it, man. I mean, it's pork, it's seaweed. Mm. Which is weird. I don't like the seaweed chips, but I like seaweed salad.
Most of the time I do
like
seaweed.
Yeah, I like seaweed salad as well. But also not like the chips.
Hang on, did you hear that?
I did.
Scrape it off a boat, maybe I'll eat it.
It's not a vegetable, though. I mean, it's still not a vegetable. I mean, it is.
Seaweed salad doesn't count as a vegetable?
What does it...
What's the grass of the sea?
But technically, what is sea? I know what it is.
It's very good for you.
Sure, but like when I eat it, like, am I eating a vegetable or am I...
Well, grass is a vegetable.
Grass is a vegetable.
Yeah, I mean...
It's related to iceberg lettuce. I learned that today.
Tumbleweeds, yeah.
Tumbleweeds.
All those things.
Now we go to New Zealand. I'm kidding, Mike. We're going to Japan. Well, because it's the All Black Burgers.
Oh,
New Zealand's famous for their All Blacks. Blacks.
Okay.
The sports team.
People are like, wait, what? Yeah, the sports team.
Japanese fast food, right? For the Black Bun Burgers at their Burger King's named Kuru Burgers. Kuru literally means black in Japan. Japanese.
Okay.
The buns are charred black and further blackened with the addition of squid ink. On top of that, the cheese slices are made with are made from bamboo charcoal, also come out jet black. If that wasn't enough, the sauce and beef patty are also blackened, leaving the only optional lettuce, tomato, and onion, the only ingredients not entirely kuru.
Okay. Damn.
By the way, the trend caught on in the area. McDonald's Hong Kong introduced their own black ink burgers and competing all white burgers.
Ha. Mm-hmm. You know the secret to that one.
Mm-hmm. Ground chicken.
Y'all white burgers?
Yeah.
There you go, if you don't know what it looks like.
That looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm just not sure.
I would try it, but it does not look good.
That's a bet. That's like we all go, all right, let's get one, just do it.
It looks like the thing you left in the oven overnight and go, damn it, man. Now we have to throw it out.
I would eat that black one before I'd eat the red one.
I'd eat the red one first.
The red one to me just seems like it's going to be fire hot. We're talking Asia, and it's red in color.
Right.
I have no idea what that red one is, but I'm just like, that looks spicy to me. Let's see. South Korea, they got the Kit Kat quesadilla. This one, actually, this is a Taco Bell item. This one, though, you might be all right. They're only in the Midwest right now, but they have a Kit Kat chocodile. Basically, look, you take Kit Kats, you take a tortilla, you melt them in there like you would a quesadilla.
Okay.
But in the Midwest, they're trying these out, and there's a Twix one as well.
Ooh.
So that one could be showing up to a house near you or a fast food near you.
That would be good.
Or a belly near you.
The last one I'll leave you with, the Tabasco Sundae. McDonald's Hong Kong in 2017 to try a new variety of the Tabasco Fudge Sundae. It was part of a thing. Basically, they had a whole thing with Tabasco. With the burgers and this and that, they made the sundae, but it ended up stealing the show.
Really?
Everybody's like, the Tabasco burger's good, the Tabasco fries are good, but we love the sundae, the spicy lineup there. Mm. It was not added to the shake as the topping, as you might expect, but blended in with the vanilla ice cream, making the entire affair unsettlingly spicy.
I bet with Tabasco on top. I've never tried that with ice cream, but I give it a shot.
You ever had spicy ice cream?
No.
Never have.
You ever had spicy chocolate, like the Mexican kind?
Yeah, that's fine.
I hated it.
Okay, all right.
Somebody bought it for me, and I was like, I like chocolate. And they were like, try it. And then I was like, why? Is everything on fire? This is awful.
Thank you, Head Chef.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.